On to Egypt now, where the army-backed government plans to seize the assets of the Muslim Brotherhood after the group's activities were banned last month. Egypt's Minister of Social Solidarity says the cabinet has formed a committee to investigate the Brotherhood's sources of funds and take over its assets. Hani Mohanna said the move is also to include charities with proven links to the Muslim Brotherhood. The government will also ban or take over all the extensive social services the group provides, including hospitals, schools and charities. The ban on the Brotherhood and the imminent takeover of its assets come after Egypt's military ousted former President Mohamed Morsi, a leading member of the Muslim Brotherhood, back in July. Since then, supporters of Morsi and the Brotherhood have held numerous protests nationwide. Hundreds of protesters have been killed and most of the Brotherhood's senior members have been put in jail. Well, to discuss that a bit further, I'm joined by Mohamed Chalabi, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Mohamed, it seems that this task of seizing the assets of the Brotherhood seems to be quite a time-consuming and maybe even expensive task.
Achieve. I mean, remember that this government has taken the Court of Urgent Matters ruling, first of all, and said it will not implement the court ruling until all appeals do take place and a final decision by a higher court, by the administrative court, is issued. And we know that the Brotherhood has already appealed that court ruling, yet seemingly pressured Waqar by forces in the and the leftist forces mainly, and those who have dominated the political scene along with the military following the military coup after on July the 3rd that ousted Mohamed Morsi, and seemingly also pressured by the media, and we know about those video leaks that were recently shown by a pro-Islamic network that showed Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the Minister of Defense, talking to army officers and saying that there has to be a firm plan to infiltrate and influence the media in Egypt. So seemingly the government is going ahead with the implementation of this court ruling after all, despite the fact it said that this will wait for a final ruling. But Waqar, it's going to be very difficult to implement that ruling and to take over all of that money and to and to confiscate it and to. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, how will this develop? But really, the issue here in Egypt is we are bracing for 72 hours that might be a game changer. On Friday, big planned anti-coup marches are to take place, and on Sunday, the 6th of October, and that's Army Day, the anniversary of the war victory against Israel, the anti-coup forces are calling for a protest in Tahrir Square, the iconic liberation square that helped in deposing longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak.
Well, Mohamed, I do apologize, but I will have to cut you off as we are short of time. But that was Mohamed Chalabi speaking to us live from Egypt. We do appreciate that, Mohamed.